I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. The lack of snow is disappointing for skiers, but it's also a problem for thousands of people who depend on the state's ski resorts for seasonal work. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, many resorts are reducing hours or delaying hiring those employees, while others are looking for creative ways to put staff to work.
Killington spokesperson Michael Joseph says typically over the Christmas holiday, the resort is fully staffed with seasonal help. But the lack of snow has changed that for obvious reasons.
So schedules for hourly seasonal staff are being reduced based on business levels, but only on a temporary basis due to lack of work. We hope to return to our normal level of staffing within a couple weeks, really just as soon as the weather starts trending colder.
Officials with Akemo say they typically go from 250 year-round employees to around 1,500 during the height of the ski season. Akemo spokesperson Bonnie McPherson says they, too, are reducing hours for some of their seasonal staff, but she says the resort is still hiring positions for when they ramp up to full strength. And despite the lack of natural snow, Killington and Akemo both have more than a dozen trails open for skiing and riding.
And it's really good skiing. It's a real treat to have spring skiing, nice soft snow in December. So it's a little preview of March here before the holidays.
Candace White, marketing director at Sugarbush, says that while some of their seasonal staff has seen their hours cut, they too are still hiring for positions like housekeeping, so they're ready when the crowds do come. White says there have been some cancellations for Christmas week, but they had a waiting list that's filled many of those spots. White says the lack of snow just means they have to get more creative to keep guests happy. She points to skiing and riding instructors who began seasonal lessons last weekend.
Instead of our ski and ride staff being on the snow with kids, they were on the snow for maybe half the time they would typically be on the snow, and then they were hiking with them in the woods and doing scavenger hunts and taking them to the health and recreation center to do rock climbing. So those types of positions are still in full force, just doing things in addition to skiing and riding.
She and other resort officials say the good news is much-needed cold weather is expected for the weekend. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.